Are you still there, Christine? Hello?
The mobile subscriber you have called is unavailable or has traveled outside the coverage area.
If you live in Unalaska, it's likely you've heard this message many times. And if you are a teacher or student on the island, it's likely you are hearing it a lot more these days while trying to join conference calls.
I have to call 20 times before I reach, but it's kind of hard because you miss one day discussing.
While talking with high school junior Christine San Luis last week, our phone call cut out about 6 times over the span of just 45 minutes. And this volley of dropped and missed calls is now basically a daily routine for San Luis and many of her peers. Unalaska students have been attending a hybrid learning model for almost a month now. In the morning, they join conference calls with their teachers and peers and work independently. Then in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday, students can return to their classrooms for a couple of hours. But San Luis, like several high schoolers, has chosen to spend her afternoons elsewhere, earning money at her part-time job.
I was I should be ask more hours because we can't do anything here, just sit in the house.
San Luis says there's not much for a teenager to do on an isolated Aleutian island during the coronavirus pandemic, especially in the winter. No traveling with family, no sports, limited outdoor activities, and no parties. Asking to work extra hours was essentially, she says, a way to fill her time. San Luis works about 35 hours a week as a clerk and online shopper at the local Safeway. On top of that, she also attends school remotely and helps take care of her little brother while her mom is at work. According to district officials, only about a third of Unalaska's upperclassmen have chosen to return for the afternoon in-person classes. Her classmate Sam Ahsan has also been filling otherwise empty evenings with work at the supermarket.
Okay, so I wake up in the morning at 8:30 to go into my first hour conference, and I do second hour, then third hour, and then my work starts at 3, around 3:30. Then I get off around 10 or 9, and then after when I get off of work, I do more homework until 3.
He started at Safeway last month and works about 30 hours a week. He says he and his family decided it would be a good idea, an opportunity for him to help contribute and make some extra money. Ahsan says he would prefer to be back in school and wouldn't mind attending the hybrid classes, but because he is also helping his niece and nephew with their schoolwork in the afternoons, and because he says it can be tough to find a ride, staying home just works better for him and his family.
To be honest, I'm not a fan of the distance ed, but if they had the school open early in the morning, then I would attend. But I wouldn't.
Ahsan says he is having a hard time keeping up with some of his classes, and that distance learning requires a lot of extra homework. But balancing both work and school schedules has helped him learn to manage his time better. Both San Luis and Ahsan say they look forward to returning to their classrooms eventually, but in the meantime, are happy to have something to occupy their free time. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.